Mike, how are you tonight?
I'm great. Yourself?
Excellent, thank you. Looking forward to this one. I really, really was impressed with how the Wild played at home. They're 5-0 at the playoffs there. It gets really loud there. Like, how do you guys hear yourself think when you're doing the broadcast?
Well, yeah, you know what? When we're up in the press box, it's interesting because I've done games from in between the benches before, like a lot of analysts have been doing lately, and it's actually louder down there because everything's funnels down, everything comes down, so the players must just, I know that the players definitely feed off of it. Up in the press box, you kind of get the, you know, it resonates up a little bit as well, but it really does make a difference when you're down on the ice level, but I think that's one of the reasons why they react so well to so many things when they get that instant gratification of a hit or a shot or a save.
Have you been down between the benches during the playoffs?
No, as we did the first round, but you know, obviously, with everything goes national in the second
right.
round and on. So we've been doing pre and post game shows. We can't broadcast anything live from the arena during the game. But even in the first round, we stuck to our normal format of us up in the booth. But you know what? I didn't have to be down there to know that it was loud. I mean, it's. There's no question that the building has definitely responded well.
And how much do the players talk about that and feed off that and just really enjoy it and it gets them into it?
Well, I don't think there's any question. I think even across the league, there's been some pretty good home matchups. Even the Chicago Blackhawks are, I think, 6-0 at home. So they resonate. Things resonate for them as well. I know for the Wild, it's you have a lot of hockey fans here, and they love hockey at every level. They come out to high school games, college games, a lot of youth hockey here as well. So there's definitely a high IQ when it comes to hockey, and so they know when good things are happening, and the Wild have rewarded them with some good play here at home, and of course the fans have reciprocated with some nice loud cheers and obviously. It's been a lot of fun. It's been a good atmosphere to be around.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's just having the last change or it's just being comfortable in that atmosphere, but the Wild play a more tenacious game at home. I thought Nino Niederreiter was great the other night. Just, you know, comes down on that 2-on-1 and just bullet shot under the bar. Jared Spurgeon jumping down low, getting into the play. What do you think it is that allows the Wild to be more aggressive at home?
You know, I think matchups are a big key for the Wild. The Wild are a team that play mostly a five-man unit style game. They don't have a lot of individuals out there. Of course, they do have some top-level players, but even those players play as a unit. So I think playing at home, having matchups, being able to shut down certain guys on the opposition and then using their depth to win hockey games has been a little bit of their MO here in the postseason, and I think they need to continue to do that. They've done a very good job shutting down Taves in this building. He doesn't have any points in the two games so far in the series here at XL, and he's -2, whereas his numbers are very different in Chicago. So we'll see if the Wild are able to continue to shut him down. He's rumored to be skating with Hossa and Sharp tonight, so we'll see if that line stays together or whether the Wild are able to kind of keep them in check. But I think the reason why the Wild are so good at home is because of those things, because of the fact that they can get guys out against certain players and because they can use their speedy lines against certain lines and their bigger lines, like guys like Niederreiter, Coyle, and Koivu, against other lines. So it's been a matchup series, I would say, because the same goes for when the Wild are in Chicago. Chicago's able to do certain things that they want to do.
Mike Greenlay from the Minnesota Wild, an analyst. You can follow him on Twitter at @PulledGoalie. Who is the guy that you just mentioned? The Wild have done such a great job at shutting Taves down in Minnesota. Is the guy that has to match what Taves does, is it Zach Parise? Is that the, and there's been a lot of talk about, the Minnesota Wild might not have the top-end forwards, but Zach Parise is a top-end forward in the NHL, and he's a catalyst for Team USA whenever they play. Is he the guy that has to match what Jonathan Taves does offensively?
Actually, the guys who have been and I, and you're right, Zach has been a catalyst for so many things. He's part of a pretty speedy line with Mikael Granlund and Jason Pominville. But for the most part, for the Wild, the line that has done a great job against Taves here at home is the line with Mikko Koivu centering it. And, of course, you know, they've gone basically 50-50 in the faceoff circle against each other. So that's one thing because, as you know, Taves pretty good in the faceoff circle. He was 57% this year during the season. So if you can even play him even in that regard, you're doing pretty well. So the Koivu, Coyle, and Niederreiter line have done a pretty good job of trying to shut Taves down. The other part of that is also whenever you can get Ryan Suter on the ice against that line. And those are the kind of matchups that you can pull off at home. You can get certain lines out there. Mikko Koivu, obviously a very good two-way center. And so if you can try and shut down that top line, you're doing a very good job. On the road, you probably have a better chance of getting Suter out there against them just because, you know, Suter's out there half the game anyway. You just have to figure out what half of the game you want him out there. But for, you know, line matchups on the road, it's a little more difficult to always get Koivu out there against Taves.
Yeah, and this is where that $200 million is really coming in handy. I think Ryan Suter, he's lauded across the league, but I still think he's underrated. And I still think for a long time he played in Shea Weber's shadow. And just now I think people look at the Minnesota Wild and think, oh, yeah, trap team. No, I don't want to watch them. I don't think people watch Ryan Suter enough and appreciate him. I watched him a lot this year. Partly he was on my fantasy hockey team, so I wanted to watch him play more. But I don't think he is appreciated enough in the National Hockey League for the amount of minutes he plays and the amount of defensive plays he makes, but also how he contributes to the offense just getting the puck up.
No, he's a great puck manager, great ice manager, too. I mean, you don't play 30 minutes a game without managing your game properly and knowing when to expend your energy. I mean, Ryan Suter is a bit of a freak of nature when it comes to that because he can be out there for so long. And, you know, I think that he is gaining respect. The only problem is that when people look at, you know, Norris Trophy candidates, they always look at the guys with the offensive numbers because it's easier to point to those guys. Then you ask yourself, okay, well, this guy has great offense. Has he done anything defensively at all? Because if he has, then he's a candidate. But, sometimes people, you know, you'd have to watch Ryan Suter to really appreciate him. And I think they certainly appreciate him here. And teams that play against him certainly have respect for him. And, back in Chicago, if the Wild are able to get there for Game 7, I'm pretty sure you'll see Joel Quenneville doing everything he can to keep his top guys away from him.
Yeah. Obviously, the battle cry for the Minnesota Wild is, hey, we did it versus Colorado.
I would say so. Just play their game. I mean, the Wild got away from their game a little bit. They were leading in Game 5. They got away from their game a little bit, and that cost them. So I think they realize that if they play their style of game, it's very frustrating for a team like Chicago. I'm sure Chicago wants to free flow a little bit more. They want to, like Colorado, they want to use their top end players a little bit more. I think if the Wild play their game, they can frustrate them. A lot of people think the Wild play some sort of a trap system, but I would say every team plays a system like that in the neutral zone. I mean, it's a limiting way, but the Wild are, of the eight teams left in the playoffs right now, the Wild are plus 11 at home in a goal differential. The Blackhawks are plus 14, but that flips back the other way a little bit when they're on the road. So both of these teams have been very home-centric in this series, but Chicago hasn't exactly, given the Wild a lot in the United Center. Just like the Wild will try and limit the scoring chances because the Wild don't want to play a run-and-gun trade chance type of game here in this building. They don't want to let the top-end Chicago players get their way. And the Wild know that if they play a smart game, they can get their chances and they'll get their goals with guys like you mentioned, Zach Parise.
Lineup changes. Hearing Keith Ballard comes in. So who comes out? And Matt Molson and Darcy Kemper both took morning skates. Can you give us an update on their status?
Yeah, Matt Molson skated. They're still monitoring him. He's still question mark. Obviously, that becomes a bigger question mark in a couple days if the Wild have to play a Game 7. As far as Kemper, he will back up tonight. So the good news that the Wild obviously have more options as they move forward. Brizgalov has played very well, especially in the last three games. So, you know, you may not need him, but the point is that it's always good to have another guy that has NHL experience and that has proven himself. And then as far as Ballard, he comes back in, Prosser comes out, and so the Wild get good to see that Ballard wasn't too severely hurt there by the hit from Bolig. And so Ballard comes in, brings a little more experience into the lineup.
Mike, great stuff catching up with you. Enjoy the game tonight. Hopefully it's louder than usual because I'm really enjoying what the Wild are doing, especially at home. Have fun tonight.
Thanks. I think you can count on the noise here, that's for sure.
Yeah, no kidding.